Good morning, and let's begin with prayer.
早晨好, 让我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主, 我们为今天感谢你。
I thank you that through your word you speak to us.
我们谢谢你, 因为你通过你的话语向我们说话。
Help us to be open to what you say.
帮助我们对你的话语敞开。
And help us to apply it in our lives, I pray in Jesus' name.
也帮助我们把这些应用在我们的生活中, 我们这样祷告, 奉主耶稣的名求, Amen.
So last week I gave you some background on how to read Paul's letters.
上个星期呢, 我给了大家一些如何读保罗书信的背景知识。
And now for several weeks we will be looking at the letters.
这未来的好几个星期我们就会看这些书信。
Again, let me remind you that for this class we are doing a survey.
这个要提醒大家的是我们这个是概论。
And so we will not do verse by verse in depth.
所以我们不会就是一句一句的经文这样的看,不是说一个深入的一个研读。
My goal is to finish through Revelation by the end of this year.
我的目标是在这个年底之前把创世录给讲完。
I told you in January we were trying to do the Bible in 1 year.
明年1月份开始,我希望我们能够在一年之内把圣经过一遍。
And I think we are going to make it.
我觉得我们应该是今年年初开始我们有这个目标，我觉得我们应该能完成。
But that means we will not stop for details.
这就意味着我们不会在细节上面来停下来细讲。
All right, so I am picking up at slide 10 this morning.
我们从第十张幻灯片开始, give me a moment. Okay.
And I'm going to give you an overview of the message of Romans.
我会给大家一个罗马书的一个总纲。 Give me a moment. It's
Paul in
Just keep going, please.
In Romans, Paul is looking at the righteousness of God.
在罗马书，保罗是在我们这本书里，我们在看神的公义。
That is both God's righteousness and how he shares that righteousness and makes us righteous.
那就是说那是神的公义，也是他如何跟我们分享他的公义。
I told you last week that Romans is looking at the good news, the gospel.
上个星期我们讲过，罗马书是看这个好消息，就是福音。
And for the first part of the class today, I want to look at how this gospel looks in Romans.
然后在课堂的前半部分，我们会讲，就是这个好消息在罗马书里是看的是什么样的。
Chapters 1 through 11 are looking at what we believe as the people of God.
罗马书1到11章是讲述说我们作为神的子民，我们是相信的是什么。
This is our gospel, our good news.
这是我们的福音，我们的好消息。
The first part of the gospel is what I have called the diagnosis.
这个第一部分呢，我称为是诊断。
It is where he tells us we are sinners.
在这里他告诉我们说我们是罪人。
Chapters 1 through 3.
第一章到第三章
leads up to this conclusion.
他一章三章讲完，他最后的一个结论就是
there is no one righteous, not even one.
因为没有一人，连一个也没有，这是第一章第三章告诉我们的结论。
No one understands.
没有一个明白的。
No one seeks for God.
没有寻求神的。
these first three chapters go through and looks at everyone, the pagan, the good moral person, the Jew, and he says, all have sinned.
这头三章呢, 就看了不同的, 所有的人都看了一遍, 包括外邦人, 包括那些道德人士, 包括犹太人, 最后就是结论就是, 四人都犯了罪。
Now, many people read this and they say, that's not good news.
好多人读到那就说, 这可不是什么好消息。
In fact, these first three chapters of Romans offend many people.
其实罗马书的头三章让很多人觉得挺不舒服, 被冒犯。
They say, this is judgmental.
然后他们就说, 这个太论断了, 这是太审判性, 太强了。
To say we are sinners, that is judging us.
要说我们, 他说我们是罪人, 他们就在审判断我们, 审判我们。
But I say this is good news.
但是我说这是好消息。
Let me explain.
我来解释一下。
I just came back from spending a couple hours this morning with a friend.
我今天早晨刚刚跟一位朋友一起待了一两个小时。
2 weeks ago, his wife went to the doctor, and the doctor said, you have a physical problem.
然后两个星期以前,他的太太去看医生, 医生就说你的身体有问题。
And this could be very serious, so we need to do surgery right away.
他说你这个问题可能很严重,所以我们要马上做手术。
And so this morning, she is having surgery.
所以今天早晨呢,他的太太就去做手术了。Of
course, because of COVID, he cannot go in, and so I went to sit with him for a while this morning.
但是因为现在这个疫情的关系呢,他就不能进到这个手术医院里面,所以呢,我就去早晨花时间去陪他。Now,
I want you to imagine this.
我让你想象,希望你这样能想象一下。When
the doctor said, your wife has this physical problem and she needs this cure.
当医生告诉他说你太太有这样的身体上的问题,她需要这样子的治疗。
Imagine if he became very angry and said, you're judging.
你能够想象说,他变得非常的生气,然后对医生说,你在论断。
You shouldn't tell us there's something wrong with us, that's judgmental.
你不应该告诉我们说有什么地方不对了,你这个是很论断性的。 你在审判人?
Of course not.
他肯定不会这样讲嘛。
The only way to treat the problem is first to recognize what the problem is.
要处理这个问题的第一步就是你要知道说到底问题在哪儿,有什么问题。
I cannot be cured until I am diagnosed.
你在你被诊断之前,你是没有办法被治疗的。
Romans 1 through 3 is absolutely critical to the good news of the gospel because it says this is the disease.
然后呢,对于这个福音的好消息来讲,罗马书1到3章是非常的关键,也非常的重要,因为它告诉我们说这就是我们的病。
And until we recognize the disease, we are not ready to be cured.
直到我们说我们真的认出来,承认说自己是有病的,不然你是不可能得到医治的。
I think this is important for how we as a church present the gospel.
对于我们教会来如何呈现这个福音,这点很重要。
You see, people cannot truly repent of their sins if they do not recognize, I am a sinner.
如果人们没有说真正的 认出来自己是罪人,他们是没有办法真正悔改的。
Chapters 1 through 3 show us the reality of our condition.
然后罗马书1到3章把我们的真实情况给显示出来。
We are sinners.
我们是罪人。
The next slide, I put a quote from a man by the name of Dallas Willard. He says, Romans 1 is the most important social analysis in the Bible.
第11章呢,是叫魏勒德他所说的,我是引用他的一句话,他说,罗马书第一章是整本圣经里最重要的社会分析。
Romans 1 tells us this is who we are.
罗马书第一章就告诉我们我们是谁。
I like to read history.
我很喜欢读历史书籍。
And when we read about something like the Holocaust, we will often think about how terrible a person Hitler was.
当我们读到这个犹太人这个中间对犹太人的这个大屠杀的时候，我们就会觉得说，这个希特勒多可怕，多糟糕的一个人呢。
And we might say, oh yes, Hitler belongs in Romans 1 through 3. He was wicked.
然后我们就觉得希特勒肯定是属于罗马书一到三章里面所描述的，因为他很邪恶。
But in every terrible event in history, along with a few Hitlers, are thousands and thousands of ordinary people who ignore or excuse the wrong.
但是呢，在每次这个历史上这个重大的这种悲剧性的事件中呢，只有几个或者很少数的是像希特勒那样的人，但是却有成千上万的这种很普通的人，然后他们也参与，但是他们就是忽略或者是给自己的行为找借口找理由。
And Romans 1 tells us the reason. We are born as rebels against God.
然后罗马书第一章告诉我们生来就是和神作对的，就是罪，生来就是要背逆神的。
And so you read Romans 1 through 3 and you see God's analysis, his diagnosis of who we are.
然后你读罗马书第一到三章，你就看到神对人类的这个一个诊断，就是向我们一个分析，就是人到底是什么样的。
But to use my example that I used of my friend this morning,
如果我用我今天早上我朋友的例子，
It does no good if the doctor says, here is your disease, but I'm sorry, I'm not a very good doctor, so I really don't know what to do about it.
如果医生给他说，哦，他说这是你的身体上的疾病，但是对不起，我不是一个很好的医生，我没有这种能力来治疗你这种疾病，那也不是好消息。
And so God does not leave us in chapters 1 through 3.
所以呢，神没有把我们就放在，就把我们留在那个罗马书的一到三章里。
Up through 3 verse 20 tells us we are sinners.
在罗马书三章二十三章告诉我们都是罪人。
But then, chapter 3, verse 21 begins, but now the righteousness of God has been manifested.
刚才是罗马书第三章二十节告诉我们都是罪人，但是三章二十一节就告诉我们神的义在律法以外已经显明出来。
And so, if you go to slide 12, the next section is about salvation.
所以下一个部分就是关于这个救恩。
We are justified.
我们被称义。
And he gives us examples. In chapter 4, he tells us Abraham was justified by faith.
然后他就给了我们一个例子，就是亚伯拉罕因信称义。
This is not something we can figure out for ourselves.
这不是我们自己能够想出来的。
It is not something we can accomplish by our good works.
我们也不是靠着自己的好行为能达到的。
Instead, it comes to us by trusting God for what he has done.
这个我们之所以能称义，是因为我们信靠神为我们所做的。
So chapter 4, Abraham was justified by faith.
所以罗马书第四章，亚伯拉罕因信称义。
Chapter 5 begins, therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
然后第五章是这样开始，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
And then we come to chapter 6.
然后我们就到了第六章。
Now, as I talk about 6 and 7, some of what I'm going to say, you may say, no, I disagree.
当我讲第六章、第七章的时候，可能有些我讲的你们会说我不同意。
That's okay, I won't be offended.
没关系，我不在意。
And I know there are many different opinions about these chapters.
我也知道对于这两章呢，有很多不同的观点。
But as I tell you what I think they say to us, let me explain why I interpret it this way.
当我告诉你，就是说，我觉得这个在讲什么的时候，我现在给你说一下我为什么会这样讲。
it seems to me that Romans is a very organized book.
对我来讲，罗马书是一个就是结构很工整的一本书。
When we come next time to 1 Corinthians, Corinthians is not so organized.
当我们下一个讲到哥林多书的时候呢，哥林多书它的这个结构就不是那么工整，不是那么严谨。
In Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, Paul says, you ask me about this, let me answer. Now you ask me about this, let me answer.
哥林多前书就是说，哦，你们论到你们所谈的什么问题，那我的意见，我的答案是什么？你们论到什么问题，我的答案是什么？
But in Romans, he is answering a letter from them. He is writing his own letter, and it is very clearly organized.
然后呢，在罗马书，他不是在写信回答对方的问题，而是他写自己的信，所以他是一个结构很工整，结构很严谨的一本书，一封信。
And so I think that 3 through 8, chapters 3 through 8, are all together looking at the answer to chapters 1 through 3. 1 through 3 was we are sinners. Now, 3 through 8 is this is God's answer to our sin.
You mean chapter 4 through 8 or 3 through 8?
The last part of 3, 3:21.
Okay, 就是说从第三章的后半部分到第八章，我觉得是对前三章，就是罗马书一到三章里面问题的一个回答。
And so he says we are justified by faith.
所以他说我们因信称义。
And then he begins to answer some questions that he knows they may have.
然后他就开始回答一些他知道他们这些读者会有的问题。
Now you think about this for a moment.
你这样来想一下。
You are, imagine that you are a complete pagan.
想象一下你是一个完全的一个外邦人，不信主的人。
And you are living a sinful, sinful life.
你是一个外邦人，你过着一个非常有罪的生活。
And you enjoy some of your sins.
然后有些罪你也挺享受的。
You enjoy some of the habits that you have.
然后你也很享受你的一些生活习惯。
You enjoy getting drunk. You enjoy the parties.
你很喜欢喝的那种醉醺醺的感觉，你也很喜欢去那个参加那个派对。
And now you hear a gospel message.
现在你听到了福音的信息。
And you hear in chapters 1 through 3, what you are doing is sinful and it brings God's judgment.
然后你听到了罗马书第一章、第三章，你所行的是有罪的，会招致神的审判。
And you feel, oh, I am condemned.
你就说，哎呀，我被定罪了。
And then he says, but I have good news.
然后接着保罗就说，但是我有好消息给你。
You can be justified by faith.
你可以因为信心而称义，因信称义。
And so you pray and you say, God, I want to serve you. I want to be your child.
然后你就向神祷告说，神啊，我想要你，我想要服侍你，我想要成为你的孩子。
And Paul tells you, this is wonderful, you now have peace with God through faith.
然后保罗说，这样太好了，你现在因为信心，你跟神是有和好了，和神相合。
That's wonderful.
那很棒。
But Paul thinks, as he's writing this letter, wait a minute, I need to make sure something is clear.
然后保罗写说，哦，我要等一下，我要把一些要确定的一些东西我讲清楚了。
Because I'm going to send this to them as a letter.
因为我要把这个我写的东西要寄出去，作为一封信来寄出去。
And they may have some questions.
也许那个收信的人会有一些问题。
And chapter 6 is answering one of the big questions they will have.
然后第六章是在回答他们可能会有的一些问题。
Are we to continue in sin so that grace may abound?
我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
You see, this pagan who has been converted may say, "Ah, I enjoyed my sins."
然后这个就是信主的这个外邦人会说，哦，我享受我的罪。
I'm justified by grace through faith.
我是靠着恩典因信称义。
So, I'll just keep sinning, but I'll believe, and so God's grace will cover my sins.
所以呢，我就继续的犯罪，但是我相信了呀，所以神的恩典就会遮盖我的罪。
Paul says, no.
保罗说不是。
Six, verse two.
保罗在第六章第二节说绝对不是，断乎不可。
How can we who died to sin still live in sin?
我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
When you were baptized, you were buried with Christ.
当你已经受洗归入耶稣基督的人，你是受洗归入他耶稣基督的死。
You have died to sin.
你对罪，向罪已经死了。
Sin no longer, verse 14, no longer has dominion over you.
所以呢，罪必不能再做你们的主。
You are not under law, but under grace.
你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
And so then Paul imagined someone else raising their hand and saying, "Ah, wait a minute, I have a question."
然后保罗就想象说，哦，又有另外一个人举起手来说，我有一个问题。
You said that I'm under grace. I'm not under law.
保罗，你说我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下。
So can I sin? Can I break the law?
那我可以犯罪吗？我可以这个违背律法吗？
By no means.
保罗说绝对不可以，断乎不可。
And then he gives us this principle for the Christian life.
然后他就给了我们基督徒生活的这个原则。
We are slaves of whoever we obey.
就是我们顺从谁，就是谁的奴仆。
We are all servants of someone.
我们其实总是一些人或者一些事的奴仆，一些。
If we obey sin, we are a servant of sin.
如果我们顺从罪，我们就是罪的奴仆。
If we obey God, we are a servant of God.
但是如果我们顺从神，我们就是神的仆人。
And he says, if we serve sin, if we are a slave to sin, the wages of sin are death.
如果我们顺从罪，做罪的奴仆，那罪的这个代价呢，这个工价就是死。
The gift of God is eternal life.
但是呢，神的这个代价给就是在我们主唯有神的恩赐是永生。
And so now he asked another question.
然后这时候呢，保罗又有又有另外一个人问问题。
Remember, he is responding to the questions that he thinks the people in Rome will ask when they read his letter.
你要想到保罗是在要回答那些他觉得收信人在罗马的收信人可能会有的问题。
A pagan who has been converted to Christ will say, "Can I continue in my sin since I am saved by grace?"
就是一个信主的外邦人，在罗马的外邦人可能就会问说，因为我是靠恩典得救的，那我可不可以继续的犯罪呢？
Another one will say, "So we're not under law, so can we do whatever we want to?"
然后另外一个就说，因为我们是在恩典之下，不是在律法之下，所以我们可不可以继续的做我们想做的事情？
But in the church at Rome, there were both Gentile pagans who had been converted, and there were Jews who had come to Christ.
然后呢，在罗马的教会里边呢，是有那种外邦人，他们信主了，但是也有是犹太人的背景，本身他们是犹太人，他们信主的，有这样两类，有这样的。
And so, when Paul says we are not under the law, we are under grace.
所以当保罗说我们是在恩典之下，不在律法之下的时候。
He knows there is going to be a Jewish convert who is going to say, "Wait, wait, wait, wait! I have a question."
他能够想象到说，那有一个犹太人信主的，他会举手说，哦，等一下，等一下，我有一个问题。
Chapter 7, verse 7. So what shall we say? That the law is sin?
所以我们第七章的第七节就说，这个人的问题可能就是，我们可说什么呢？律法是罪吗？
Now remember that every time Paul has asked one of those questions, he gives the same answer. Absolutely not.
知道当保罗每次把这个问题他觉得对方可能会有的问题提出来的时候，保罗给的答案都是一样的，就是断乎不是，断乎不可。
That's why, by the way, I tell you often, underline the repeated words, because that will give you the pattern for these books.
所以呢，我就是强调，就大家有可能把这种不断重复的词呢给画出来，这样你可以看到这个书信的这个一个模式。
So chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, shall we continue in sin? Absolutely not.
所以第六章的第二节就说，我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。
Chapter 6, verse 15, shall we sin because we're not under law? Absolutely not.
第六章十五节，这却怎么样呢？我们在恩典之下，不在律法之下，就可以犯罪吗？断乎不可。
Now, chapter 7, verse 7. Are you saying the law is sin?
第七节说, 你说什么呢? 律法是罪吗?
And Paul says, absolutely not.
说断乎不是。
And then he gives us an example from his life.
然后他就是从他自己的生活中, 生命中给了一个例子。
If it had not been for the law, I would not have known it was sin.
只是不是因为律法, 我就不知道那个是罪。
But sin, using an opportunity through the commandments, produced in me covetousness and sin.
然后，然而罪称的机会，就借着诫命，叫诸般的贪心在我里头发动。
And here I think is the key to understanding chapter 7.
然后我觉得这个就是理解第七章的关键点。Verse
9.
第九节。
I was once alive apart from the law.
说，以前没有律法，我是活着的。But
when the commandment came, sin came alive and I died.
但是诫命来到，他说，律法来了以后呢，罪就活了。Now
before I go further, let me ask you, especially if you did not grow up in a church, I want you to ask you to remember your experience.
然后，尤其是你们是从小不是在教会里长大的，那我想问你一下关于你的经历。
I wish we were in a classroom and I would ask you, raise your hand if you did not go to church as a child.
如果我们大家在一起的话,我就会问你,如果你小的时候就不是在教会里长大,你可以举手。
And if so, is this your experience?
我想问一下,这是不是你的经验?
You grew up committing sins.
你就是在长大的环境中在犯罪。
You didn't know they were sins because you knew nothing about the gospel.
但是你不知道那个是罪, 因为你从来没有听过福音。
But one day you heard the gospel and you found out what I am doing is sinful.
但是有一天你听到福音, 你才知道说, 哦, 我做的一些可能是有罪的。
And suddenly in your heart was a new conflict.
所以突然在你的心里面就有一种矛盾，有一种冲突出现了。You
liked your sin, but your sin made you miserable.
你喜欢自己的罪，但是你的罪却让你感觉很难受。On
Friday night, you committed the sin and you enjoyed it.
在星期五晚上呢，你就是犯了这个罪，你也很享受这个罪。
And on Sunday or Saturday morning, you woke up feeling guilty and depressed. Oh, why did I do that?
然后星期六早晨你起来，你就感觉很难受，也觉得那个罪疚感也很强，你就会问自己说，我为什么要那样做呢？
I'm never going to do that again.
我再也不犯罪了。
I want to be a better person.
我想要成为一个更好的人。
But one more week.
又过了一周,
and the next week, you did the same thing again.
又发生同样的事情,
and once again, you felt guilty.
然后再一次你又觉得罪疚感。
Here is how Paul puts it.
保罗是这样来描述的,
I do not do what I want to do.
就是我想做的呢, 并不做。
Instead, I do the very thing I hate.
我所恨恶的呢,我倒去做。
In my inner being, I want the law of God.
在我里头呢,我是想要行神的律法。
But I am a captive to the law of sin.
但是呢,我确实好像是被这个罪的这个律法呢,所掳去。
And so he says, wretched man that I am.
他说,我真是苦啊。
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢?
Now, up until the 5th century, every early Christian said this was a picture of Paul before he came to Christ.
直到公元第五世纪之前呢, 教会所有的人都认为这是保这一段呢，就是灵与肉的交战这一段呢，是保罗信主之前的经历。
He is describing how it felt to be awakened to sin by the law, but not to have a solution.
他就是对这种就是清醒过来说，他里边的罪呢，是因为律法呢。就是因为律法就因为律法它里边的罪就发动起来就活过来但是它也没有一个解决之道
This is the misery of knowing I am a sinner and I am not strong enough to fix it by keeping the law
就是意识到说我是个罪人但是我却没有说强壮到我自己可以遵守这个律法靠我自己的力量
Now, the reason I say that I feel very much that that is what this is.
然后我之所以感觉到这个就是他所讲的。
Is for two reasons.
是有两个原因。
Number one, I feel like early church tradition is a valuable understanding because they were very close to Paul's time.
因为我觉得早期教会就是初期那头几百年那个教会的传统呢是很有价值的因为他们跟那个书信成书的时间是很接近的
But the second reason that to me is even more important
第二个对我更重要的原因在于
is that we must read Romans with the rest of the Bible
因为你必须要把罗马书放在整个圣经框架之中去读
So listen again to Paul.
在听跑保罗是怎么讲的
Wretched man that I am.
他说我真是苦啊。
That means I am miserable.
那意思就是说我是很难受很可怜的很糟糕的。
Who will deliver me from this body of death?
谁能救我脱离这属死的身体呢？
Now listen to Jesus' promise in John 10.
但是请听耶稣在约翰福音第十章所给我们的这个应许。
I have come that you might have life.
他说我来是要叫你们得生命。
Wretched life.
得这种很让你很难受的生命。很苦的生命。
Life that is a caught you off guard, sorry. Life that is a prisoner to sin.
一个做罪的一个囚犯的一个生活。
Life that is miserable and wretched.
然后一个很可悲，一个很难受的生活。
Now, Sister Lay finds that hard to translate because it's not what Jesus said.
那我对我这个翻译来讲，我可能觉得很难翻译，因为这个不是耶稣所说的。
I have come that you might have life, and it is life more abundant.
因为耶稣说的是，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
Life that is overflowing.
而是一种丰溢充满那个长流的一种生活。
Now, let me tell you, if I were an unbeliever,
如果我是一个不信主的人
and Jesus said to me,
耶稣对我说
I am promising you abundant life.
我向你保证有丰盛的生活。
And then I met Paul.
然后呢我就碰后边又遇到了保罗。
And Paul said, I am a Christian.
保罗说我是基督徒。
Oh, wretched man that I am.
我真是苦啊,我真是可悲啊。
I would say, that's not what Jesus promised.
哎,我说这个可不是耶稣所答应的,所应许的呀。
I want a refund.
我想要这个,我现在需要退款。
But here's what I think.
所以这个就是我在这里我的想法就是
that Paul teaches us.
保罗教导我们的是
Jesus said, I have come that you will have abundant life.
耶稣说我来是要叫你们得生命得更丰盛的生命。
Paul looks at his life after he saw the law and knew he needed to change it. And he says, oh, I remember that it is wretched.
然后保罗就是后来信主之后，他看这个律法，然后他就说，我想起来我以前是多么的，就是觉得可悲，就是觉得可悲，很惨。
And by the way, in Paul's time, that was a common way to do, is to put the present tense.
在保罗的那个时期呢，就是很普遍的，就是他们一直是在用一个现在时态来描述。
Paul says, oh, this is the experience that I had.
保罗说，这是我所有的经历。
But then, chapter 8.
但是第八章就开始。
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
We now have that abundant life.
我们现在已经有了这个丰盛的生命。
Is our life abundant now because we say, well, I know that chapter 7 is just the way it'll be, so I'm going to sin, but it's okay. There's nothing I can do.
然后不是说，那是不是一种，如果你说第七章就是我们现在的状态，反正我也没办法，我就继续的犯罪，然后这样过得很苦，那是不是我们就是过这样的生活呢？
No, that's impossible.
那是不可能的。
Because back in chapter 6, he said, if I live in obedience to sin, I am a slave to sin.
因为第六章他已经说了，如果我们继续的犯罪，我们就是罪的奴仆。
So that can't be the answer.
所以那肯定不是答案。
The answer is in verse 2, chapter 8, verse 2.
这个答案在于第八章的第二节。
The law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death.
因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
And maybe you are listening and you are thinking, that's impossible.
然后你在听，你可能会觉得这是不可能的。
I am too weak. I cannot live a life of victory over sin and death.
然后呢，我太软弱了，我没有办法过一个胜过罪和死的一个得胜的生活。
Paul knows that.
保罗也了解这个。
So verse 3, for what God has done, for God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do.
说律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子。成为罪身的形状，神情就做了。
Verse 9, you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
说第九节说，如果你们神的灵住在你们里边，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。
Paul is telling this about the life of the Christian.
然后保罗在这里讲述了就是基督徒的这个生活。
He is not saying that we won't be tempted.
他没有说我们不会受试探。
He is not saying that we won't have battles.
他不是说我们没有征战。
But he is saying.
他所说的是。
That through the Spirit living in us.
通过住在我们里边的圣灵。
We can live lives of victory rather than captivity to sin.
我们可以过一个得胜的生活，而不是过一个被罪所俘虏的生活。
This is so important for us.
对我们来讲，这一点非常的重要。
Because so many times,
因为有很多次
we try to win victory in our own efforts.
因为我们想靠着自己的努力来赢得胜利，来过一个得胜的生活。
Maybe there is someone that you have not forgiven.
也许是一个你不能饶恕的人。
And that has grown into bitterness.
然后这种不饶恕呢，最后就长成了这种苦毒。
And you read that Paul says you are to forgive as Christ forgave you.
然后你读到保罗说，你们要饶恕，如同耶稣基督饶恕了我们一样。
And so you say, okay, I'm going to forgive.
然后你就说好吧，我要来饶恕，来原谅。
Today, October 19th, 9:45 a.m., I forgive.
然后呢，今天2020年10月19号早晨9:45，我原谅了。
And tomorrow you see them.
明天早上你又看到那个苦毒，那个东西又出来了，那个不饶恕。
And the anger grows up again.
然后那个愤怒又在里边聚集。
The bitterness grows up again.
然后那个苦毒又在里边长。
And you walk away and you remember Romans 7.
然后你又走开，你又想起来罗马书第七章。
I do not do what I want.
就是我想做的我并不做。
I do the very thing I hate.
我所恨恶的我倒去做。
I desire to do what is right, but I do not have the ability.
我想要去做那个想做那个好的事情，但是我却没有这个能力。
How is this an abundant life?
这怎么样会是一个丰盛的生命呢？
I am angry, I am bitter.
我很生气又很苦毒。
That's not abundant.
那个不是一个丰盛的生命啊。
Paul says, and this is why this is so important. Paul says,
所以这个非常的重要，保罗是这么说。
God has done what the law could not do.
神已经完成了，神已经做成了律法所不能做的事。
Can you fix the bitterness? No.
你自己可以去把这个苦毒给它处理好吗？给它修理好吗？不行的。
But chapter 8, the one whose power raised Jesus from the dead is powerful enough to make you a loving and forgiving person.
但是那个能够让耶稣基督从死里复活的那一位，他有能力让你就是去饶恕，让你过一个那个有一个有就是充满爱这样的一个自由的生活。
Do you see how it fits together?
你看到这个是怎么合在一起的了吗？
He is giving us a picture of what happens when we are justified.
他给了我们一个图像，就是说当我们因信称义，我们被称义之后，我们应该是怎么样的？
God's Spirit accomplishes in us, chapter 8, what the law could not accomplish in us in chapter 7.
他神的灵在我们里边是做成了，成就了律法所在第八章里边成所他所律圣灵所成就的是在第八章里，他所成就的是律法不能成就的，律法是在第七章里。
7 shows my efforts to fix it.
第七章显示了我要靠着自己的努力去来处理这个问题。
8 shows the power of the Spirit to do what I could not do.
然后第八章显示了这个圣灵的能力，圣灵所能做成的是我自己做不到的。
Now, this is important, and I'm going to run out of time again.
很重要，我这次又时间不够了。
You might say, so do you mean that after that we no longer have any problems?
你可能会问说，你的意思就是这个之后我们就没有问题了吗？
That sounds really good, but I don't think it's practical.
你说的这个听得很好，但是好像并不实际。
You are right.
你说的没错。
We still live in a fallen world.
我们仍在生活在一个堕落的世界。
We still face temptations.
我们仍然面对试探。
And so, chapter 8, starting at verse 18.
所以第八章的十八节说到。
Paul says, yes, there will still be sufferings in this present time.
说保罗说就是在现今的世界我们仍然会受苦，会有呢。
The whole creation is groaning, waiting for the son, revelation of the sons of God.
就是整个受造之物都在一同叹息劳苦，就是等着得赎的日子，等着得儿子的名分。
We are waiting for all of this to come together as God planned it.
我们都在等着这一切按照神的计划，这一切最后会会合成神所要的。
And so while we live here, there will still be temptations.
所以只要我们活在这个世上，就仍然有试探。
There will still be struggles.
仍然会有挣扎。
All the problems do not just magically disappear when you become a Christian.
不会说因为你成为基督徒，所有的问题就会魔术一般的消失。
But he gives us two bits of encouragement.
但是他给了我们两个很大的鼓励。
First, the encouragement that we see at the beginning of chapter 8, that through the Holy Spirit, we can have victory.
第一个是说在第八章的开始，就是靠着圣灵我们可以得胜。
Second, the encouragement that the Holy Spirit, well, this continues, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us. This is chapter 8, verse 26.
第二个就是说圣灵替我们祷告，替我们代祷。
That all of this is working out for our good.
所有这一切都是互相要效力，是为了我们的益处。
That God is accomplishing his purpose in our life.
神就是在我们的生命中成就他的旨意。
And the second encouragement is that there is a glory coming that is far beyond the sufferings of this life.
然后第二个鼓励就是说，有一个未来的这个荣耀是远远胜过我们现在的苦楚。
Verse 18, I consider that the sufferings of this time are nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed.
他就说，现在的苦楚比起来，将来我要显于我们的荣耀，真的什么都不是，就是不足介意，就是非常非常的微小。
I do not like to teach theory.
我不喜欢教理论。
I want the Bible to be practical.
我希望圣经对我们是很实际的。
And so here's what I want you to understand from chapters 1 through 8 of Romans.
所以我这是我希望你能够从第一到第八章所能理解的。
We were sinners.
我们是罪人。
And God makes us new.
神让我们成为新造的人。
And through his spirit working in us, day by day, we can live a life of victory.
靠着在我们里边的圣灵，每一天的工作，我们可以过一个得胜的生活。
That doesn't mean it will all be easy.
那不意味着说总是很容易。
That doesn't mean there will be no battles.
不是意味着没有征战。
But it means that even in those battles, we can live in victory.
就是意味着即使在那些征战之中，我们仍然可以得胜。
And that a glory is coming that is far beyond any of the struggles that we see here.
然后一个未来的荣耀是远远的胜过我们现在所经历的这种征战和这种挣扎。
Now, from there, Paul continues.
从那里开始，保罗继续。
9 through 11, he looks at how Israel fits into this story.
然后9到11, 后边的11章他又讲以色列是如何在这个整个大故事中他们的角色是什么。
Just to sum it up very, very briefly.
就是很简短的把它总结。
And I see that I gave a misprint. I said 3:21 to 8:39. That should have been 9 to 11. I'm sorry, on the PowerPoint.
Okay, 就是应该这个幻灯片它应该是9到11章。
9 says Israel was elected by God. They were chosen and blessed by God.
然后第9章说以色列是被神所拣选的。
10 says, in the present, they have rejected God. They have gone their own way.
然后在, 第十章讲到他们离弃了神，他们要走自己的路。
But 11 says God has not given up on them.
但第十一章说神对他们没有放弃他们。
He has not forgotten his promise.
神没有忘记自己的诺言。
And the day will come when they will turn in faith to God and he will fulfill his promises.
然后有一天呢会到来，然后他们会转向神，然后神也会就成就他的应许。
Now, that brings us to chapter 12, verse 1.
这就到了第十二章的第一节。
And at this point, Paul's letter moves from what we believe to how we live this out in daily life.
然后这个时候呢，保罗就从前面的教义，就是我们相信的是什么，到我们如何把这些活在我们每天的生活中。
And I am sorry, but I am going to have to take one more week to finish out Romans and Galatians.
然后我们下个星期还会讲罗马。So next week will be the same PowerPoint, right? 所以下个星期我们还要
Yes.
下星期我们还要再讲罗马书的最后跟加拉太书。今天时间不够。
I apologize. I tried all week to cut this short enough to get it done in one class.
然后我很抱歉，我本来想把这个一次讲完，但是看来是没法讲完。
But there is too much in Romans.
但是这个罗马书里的内容很多，我们也
Next week I will finish it.
下个星期我应该想讲完。
We will still finish the New Testament by Christmas, I believe.
我相信我们在圣诞节我们应该把新约讲完。Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Yeah. For 7 and 8, you know the 7, you know, you make an example how the Christian, they feel, you know, Friday happened, what Saturday. So that's, in your illustration, the person is a Christian, right?
You just is not a Christian.
No, on Friday.
No, is not a Christian.
Oh.
This is in chapter 7, the person who in their own efforts.
Okay.
They know what is right. But they are not trusting God. Instead, in their own efforts, they are trying to keep the law.
Okay, just let me translate and then I continue. 我就问说第七章里边刚才他讲的例子，就是这个人星期五犯罪，星期六又觉得很罪疚感很强，想要改变。那我说他是不是个基督徒？然后麦牧师说那个人不是基督徒，他是想要用自己的努力来成就律法。So maybe you can say like chapter 7 is more for a person like who grew up in a church, but not really saved. Can we say this way? Because it's not fit into our background, you know. Because okay. You mentioned that you said for the people who didn't grow up in the church, you hear the gospel, if I remember clearly. And then you try to live a life. So they are not really saved or just like they saved, but they don't know. They still try to live a life like a Christian life by their own effort, but not by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, these are, if I understand Romans 7 correctly, what the term that the people in the early church used is they were an awakened sinner.
Oh, so they are not really Christian?
They are not truly believers.
Oh my goodness. 我就说那这个刚才讲的这个故事里，这个里边的人，他到底是不是说，可不可以说是描述成就是从小在教会里长大，他有这些，但是没有真正得救，所以呢，他有这些知识，想要靠自己的努力来活出来律法。但是麦牧师说，这个人按他们那个 term 叫做醒过来的罪人，但是还不是 Christian。
Paul is describing his life when he had heard the law and he knew what he should do.
But Paul grew up in the church. 就是保罗呢，他是描述他自己的经历。他听到了律法，他也知道该怎么行。
He knew what he should do, but he couldn't do it.
保罗知道自己应该做什么，但是做不了。But Paul, at that time, I know for Paul, it's very natural because he grew up in the law. But for, you know, like just I ask for ourselves, okay? We never heard the gospel. When we heard the gospel, right. We think like we accept the gospel. But I really feel like a lot of Christians, like even myself, we have this struggle. Does that mean we are still sinner, or just means we don't know how to live a life in the Holy Spirit, but try to live a Christian life in our own effort? Can you see that way?
Yeah, I think both of those can be described here. Yes.
Yeah, 我的意思就是说，因为保罗他是从小是在这个律法的环境里长大，他当然知道律法想要行不出来。但是根据我自己，就是我们很多是就是没有在教会背景长大的人，不是在教会里长大的。那当我们这的确第七章的十四节是我们自己的经历，就是我们信主了以后，我们想要遵行神的律法，但是又行不出来。那麦牧师说，那他是可以描述这样的经历，就是我们靠肉体而不是靠圣灵来遵行来活基督徒的生活。Yeah.
What I want to make clear is this.
麦牧师说他想要讲清楚的是。
For many Christians today, they have decided that Romans 7 is the normal life of a Christian.
有很多人觉得这个罗马书第七章十四节讲的才是一个正常的基督徒的生活。
And I don't think that is at all what Paul is saying.
但是我不觉得那是保罗所讲的。
Because if he is, then Romans 7 does not fit with Romans 6 or with Romans 8.
因为如果第七章是一个正常的生活，那第七章跟第六章、第八章就没法合在一起。
Instead, he is saying, this is not how you need to live.
然后保罗就要强调的说第七章那种生活不是你应该过的生活。
There is no condemnation.
说在基督里边就不定罪了。
The Spirit has set you free from that.
圣灵已经让你把你从罪和死的律里边已经解救出来了。
And so you can live a life that is not in captivity.
所以你可以过在一个不在一个被掳去的生活。 So I just want to be clear one thing. Thank you for the explanation. So is that be possible for Christians who truly believe in God still have the experience of chapter 7 if they don't live by the Spirit, right?
Yes.Yeah. I believe that many people live in chapter 7, many Christians.
Yeah, so but that doesn't mean they are not really saved. Not mean
no.
Once you're saved, you shouldn't have the chapter 7 experience. That's what confused me.
Okay, once you are saved, you should not have to live in 7.
Mm-hmm.But a lot of people still live in 7.
But you have to do because we don't understand that we can live in 8.
Okay. So, okay. 我的意思就是说, so you are sure like if they still have the experience 7, doesn't mean they are not saved, right?
Right.
Okay. 所以我的意思就是说是不是说那有些基督徒他真正是重生得救了但是因为他们还没有活在这个不知道怎么样靠圣灵生活，所以他们会有这个罗马书第七章十四节以后的这个经历。麦牧说是的，就是说我们不应该作为基督徒，我们不应该活在第七章里边。很多人他还是活在第七章里边，但是我们可以活在第八章里，靠着圣灵得胜的生活。但是并不意味着
Imagine that you are a homeless person.
想象一下，你是一个流浪汉。
And every day you go to some.House, a beautiful house, and you open the door and you look in it and you think, oh, I wish I lived here, but you can't.
然后你就想象你到一个很好的房子，很大的房子里，你打开门说，哎呀，这个房子真好，我真希望我能住在这儿，但是我不能。
Oh, you want to, but you cannot.
你很想住在那个很美的，很大的房子里面，但是你却不能。
And then one day someone gives you $1 million.
然后呢？有一个人有一天给了你100万
And you can own this house.
你可以把那个房子买下来。
It can be yours.
那可以成为你的住所，就是你的家。
But instead, every day you go and you look at it and you say, oh, I wish I had this. And then you go back to your homeless shelter.
然后呢你每天你拿着这个到那个房子你看说哎呀我真希望我能住在这儿然后你又去住你那个流浪汉的那个窝里边那个避难。
Are you a millionaire?
你是不是一个百万富翁呢人家已经给了你100万。
Yes.
是的。
But you are still living like you are homeless.
但是你过的生活却仍然是一个像一个流浪汉的生活。
As a Christian, we have the ability to live in chapter 8.
作为基督徒，我们有这种能够过第八章里罗马书第八章生活的能力，这个资源。
Many Christians do not think they have the ability to live in chapter 8.
很多基督徒觉得他们没有这种能过第八章生活的能力，实际上我们是有的。
So they are stuck in 7.
所以他们就留在了第七章。
And I will never say they are not a Christian. No, no, no.
从来不会说你有第七章的经历，你就不是基督徒。我不会这样讲，我从来不会这样说。
But I will say that the good news of Romans is you have the privilege to live in chapter 8.
但是我就是想说，是作为基督徒，你有这种权益，你有这种荣幸，你可以过第八章的生活，你可以过那样的生活。
So please don't choose to live in the homeless shelter.
所以请不要继续过那种流浪汉的生活。
Move into your mansion.
就搬到你的别墅里去租。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, you have provided many great privileges to us as Christians.
主啊，你给我们作为基督徒给了我们很多的权益跟荣幸。
But so many times, because of our limited understanding, we do not live our privileges.
但是由于很多时候，由于我们这个有限的这个理解，我们没有去应用那些权益。
And so we live in bondage, even though you have set us free.
就算你把我们已经让我们得自由了，我们还是活在那个捆绑辖制之下。
Help us to live the life that you have promised to us.
帮助我们能活出来你所应许给我们的生活。
A life that is abundant.
过一个丰盛的生活。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.